Kirill Petkov took on Russia. Within a few months, he paid the price. His coalition government brought down in a vote of confidence. And Petkov says Russian influence here goes hand in hand with corruption.
I can make it. I can tell you, Russia would have zero influence in this country if Bulgarian politicians are not corrupt. The instrument of influence in this country is through corruption. And what I'm trying to say to all the international viewers and the Bulgarian voters is that our fight against corruption is the same fight against foreign influence.
When he was prime minister, Petkov refused to pay for Russian gas in rubles. The supply line carrying 85% of the country's energy needs was cut off. Petkov set about finding alternative gas supplies, and opening up a pipeline between Greece and Bulgaria was a start. But it couldn't stop attacks from the likes of Boyko Borisov, a former prime minister who has an 11-year leadership record. He lost power after anti-corruption protests, but opinion polls claim he's the election favourite.
With this vote, the people will tell us who should retire, who should leave, or if we should be united, or they'll say, you can't do it without each other.
Borisov is accused by Petkov of squandering $3 billion of taxpayers' money. It was on a gas pipe project, he says, that connected Serbia and Hungary with Russia, but gave no access to Bulgaria and bypassed Ukraine. People just don't know who to trust in this election. Many politicians are hiding their Russian sympathies. And on top of all of this, the Kremlin is mounting its biggest disinformation campaign here ever. People aren't just confused, they're disillusioned.
The ability of the voters to actually make an informed choice between the two camps has been significantly hindered by the huge degree of disinformation. Those politicians in sections of society who are critical of Moscow are dubbed as traitors.
Faith in Bulgarian democracy is as fragmented as its political system. There's a strong likelihood that this election will be inconclusive. And that would suit the Kremlin. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Sofia.